KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, high school football playoffs continue tonight. The third round, the quarterfinals of the football playoffs tonight in all classes. An eight-man action this evening. Adair Casey will be at Murray in one of the big games locally. Adair Casey is 10-1 on the season. Murray undefeated, and Murray handed Adair Casey its only loss of the season. In fact, last year Adair Casey beat Murray in the regular season, only to see the Mustangs win the game in the playoffs. Coach Wade Anderson says, well, you know, Murray won the regular season matchup, but they're fully aware of history.
Yeah, we'd love a complete role reversal. You know, we beat them by 40 during the regular season last year, similar to what they beat us by this year. And, you know, we'd love it to flip the switch and be the ones to win the game that really matters to go to the Dome. And our guys know that. They're confident. They're not going into this game scared. We're not worried about what the score was during the regular season. We know we're going to start off this game 0-0, and we're going to come out and give them our best shot.
That's on the road tonight for Adair Casey. In fact, we'll hear more from Coach Wade Anderson during our pregame show a little later on this afternoon. Also in eight-man football, Glidden Ralston is at Exira EHK tonight. We'll have that game for you live here this evening on KJAN. Exira EHK is 11-0 on the season. Glidden Ralston 9-2. One of those losses was a 40-20 loss to Exira EHK during the regular season. Mitchell Lynch, the running back from Glidden Ralston's had a good year. In fact, Coach Tom Peterson outlines it, saying he's got over 200 carries, 2,200 yards, and 41 touchdowns.
That's a pretty good couple of years for an individual, and that's all in one year. But when you start to focus on him is when their play-action pass really hurts you. And that's why, you know, assignment football is going to be the key to our success. We've got to make sure that our kids understand their roles, which they do. They've got to just stay with it. You know, last time we played them, they had some receivers get back behind us because kids are trying to come up and make plays, and if we do that, we're going to get burned. So, their quarterback, Rodriguez, is a much better passer this time around. He wasn't the same guy they had in there. So I understand that. But, you know, like I said, our kids got to just do their job. If they do their job, I think we'll have an opportunity to be there in the fourth quarter.
Well, they'll need to beat Glidden Ralston for a second time this year. So kickoff 7 o'clock tonight from Exira, and you can hear that game live here on KJAN. Chris and I will be on hand for that. In fact, we'll be on the air at 5:30 this afternoon with our pregame show, an extended pregame, as Chris and I will take a look at a number of the matchups around the area and around the state tonight in quarterfinal round football, and we'll also hear from some of the coaches as well. Also around the region tonight in Class A, Logan Magnolia on the road at Woodward Granger. In Class 1A tonight, St. Albert will host Mount Air, while IKM Manning is home to Emmitsburg. In Class 2A this evening, West Marshall will host Kemper Catholic. Also in Class 3A, it'll be Lewis Central on the road at Bishop Heelan Catholic. Again, all those games at 7 o'clock this evening. Well, this hasn't been a pleasant week at Oklahoma. For the second time this season, the 14th-ranked Sooners are coming off a tough home loss to a national title contender. Fourth-ranked Notre Dame stomped the Sooners 30-13 last weekend in Norman, and Kansas State's unbeaten march toward Miami has made even the Big 12 title a long shot. Sounds about as good as any time to get Iowa State. Oklahoma's domination of the Cyclones has been nothing short of staggering. The Sooners, who face Iowa State on the road tomorrow, are 69-5-2 against the Cyclones. They've lost to them just once in the last 42 years. They'll kick it off up at Ames tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Antonio Gates caught a 14-yard scoring pass from Phillip Rivers on the game's opening drive to snap a streak of six straight quarters without a touchdown as the San Diego Chargers went on to a 31-13 victory over the staggering Kansas City Chiefs last night. The Chiefs, who lost their fifth straight, committed four more turnovers to run their NFL high mark to a staggering 29. That's led to 104 opponents' points. Snapping a three-game losing streak might take some of the heat off coach Norv Turner, who's been heavily criticized by fans after the Chargers blew double-digit second-half leads in losses to New Orleans and Denver and then lost 7-6 at Cleveland on Sunday. The heat will surely intensify on coach Romeo Crennel of the Chiefs, who are now 1-7. In other NFL news, the New England Patriots have obtained cornerback Aqib Talib for their shaky secondary from Tampa Bay. He'll be eligible to play in the Patriots' next game on November 11th after serving a four-game NFL suspension without pay for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. The Patriots pick up the former first-round draft pick and a seventh-rounder next year for their fourth-round choice in 2013. New England's allowed the fifth-most yards passing in the NFL as they enter their bye week. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Greg Jennings has had surgery to repair the torn abdominal muscle that has sidelined him for much of the season. Jennings said on Twitter that surgery went well and posted a picture of himself in a hospital bed. No return date has been given, though Packers coach Mike McCarthy says it would probably be a minimum of a few weeks. Ryan Tannehill's status for Sunday's game at Indianapolis is uncertain after he practiced wearing a brace and thigh-to-ankle sleeve on his left leg yesterday. Tannehill left Sunday's win over the New York Jets in the first quarter with left knee and thigh injuries. Matt Moore replaced him to lead Miami to a 30-9 victory. The Pittsburgh Steelers are turning their visit to New York this weekend to face the Giants into a day trip because of the storm Sandy. The Steelers will fly to New York on Sunday morning and then fly back that evening. NFL teams are required to travel the day before a game, but the league has allowed the Steelers to alter their plans because the Jersey City hotel the team had booked was still without power as of yesterday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Iowa State senior guard Chris Babb has been suspended for three games for violating team rules. Cyclones coach Fred Hoiberg says Babb won't play in Sunday's exhibition against Minnesota State or in regular season games against Southern and Alabama A&M. Hoiberg declined to further discuss why Babb is suspended. Babb started all 34 games for Iowa State in 2011, averaging 7.8 points and 4.1 rebounds. Babb is also considered among the best defenders in the Big 12. Babb will be eligible to return against Campbell on November 18th. A Missouri Valley Conference favorite Creighton expects to be one of the best offensive teams in the nation again this season. The Blue Jays don't expect to be one of the worst on defense again. Senior guard Grant Gibbs says the Blue Jays were so good offensively last season that they simply believe they could outscore their opponents. He said Creighton was fortunate to win some of those games. With first-team All-American Doug McDermott and nine of the top 10 players returning, Creighton is aiming to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. The Blue Jays know they probably can't get away with allowing opponents to shoot 44.1% from the field, 36.1% on three-pointers, and averaged 69.7 points a game like they did last season. Well, the game between the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets that was postponed by Storm Sandy will be played on Monday, November 26th. The teams were scheduled to play the first regular season game at the new Barclays Center in Brooklyn tonight, but Mayor Michael Bloomberg asked the NBA yesterday to postpone it, with much of the city's mass transit system still not operating. In the NBA last night, Tony Parker sank a 21-foot jumper as time expired, and the San Antonio Spurs won a thrilling rematch of the Western Conference Finals, beating the Oklahoma City Thunder 86-84 last night. The defending West champions are starting anew this season. Kevin Durant led all scorers with 23 points. The Miami Marlins' new manager is one of their former backup catchers. Mike Redmond has received a three-year contract as the replacement for Ozzie Guillen, who was dismissed after just one season and a 69-93 record. Redmond spent the past 2 years managing Class A teams in the Toronto Blue Jays system. He had not previously interviewed for a big league job. Also in big league news, first baseman Adam LaRoche and left-handed reliever Sean Burnett are free agents after voiding mutual options in their contracts with the Washington Nationals. LaRoche bypassed a $10 million option for 2013, while Burnett would have earned $3.5 million next season under his old deal. The Milwaukee Brewers have outrighted outfielder Niger Morgan to AAA Nashville after he hit .239 last season. He hit .304, helping Milwaukee to win the NL Central in 2011. Lefty Jorge De La Rosa has exercised his $11 million player option for 2013 with Colorado after elbow surgery sidelined him for much of the last two seasons. He won 16 games in 2010 and then tore an elbow ligament. The San Francisco Giants have declined to exercise their $10 million club option on Aubrey Huff, who batted .192 with a homer and seven RBIs this year. Huff helped the Giants reach the 2010 playoffs and win the World Series, hitting .290 with a team-leading 26 homers and 86 RBIs. The Houston Astros declined their $4 million mutual option on catcher Chris Snyder, who played 76 games and hit .176 with seven homers and 24 RBIs this year. The Phillies have picked up the $5 million 2013 option on Carlos Ruiz and declined options on utility man Ty Wigginton and reliever Jose Contreras. Contreras was owed $2.5 million, Wigginton $4 million. The Phillies also gave third baseman Placido Polanco a $1 million buyout and allowed outfielder Juan Pierre and catcher Brian Schneider to become free agents. Tampa Bay's bringing Don Zimmer back for the 2013 season as a senior advisor, marking his 10th with the Rays and 65th season in professional baseball. The 81-year-old said in a statement that he couldn't be happier. The Rays are one of 13 major league teams that Zimmer has been with. The upcoming season will be his 55th in the major leagues. And in golf, defending champion J. Don Blake has surged to the top of the leaderboard with a 6-under 64 in the opening round of the Charles Schwab Cup Championship, the wrap-up event on the Champions Tour. Gary Hallberg is one shot back. And Louis Oosthuizen and Adam Scott shot 7-under 65s to lead the HSBC champions after the first round in China. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022 on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.